Around 12 months ago, architect and Indian national Rajesh Rechner was diagnosed with severe depression after the breakdown of his family.
I attempted to kill myself, so it was a lot of stressful. I couldn't able to find any hope, about my future, about my goals, and because various aspects added to that, when there is no hope.
Mental illness isn't uncommon among new arrivals to Australia, especially those who have experienced trauma through war, famine, disease, or even time in refugee camps. Mr. Rechner's psychiatrist, Dr. Manjula O'Connor, says the barriers and issues faced by migrant groups require a specific response.
We need to destigmatize, we need to raise awareness, and we need to use innovative and clever means of reaching populations, people in a way that speaks to them culturally and is culturally nuanced.
The Victorian government has announced funding boost for mental health treatment in culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Among the recipients is Diversitat, a settlement program providing a range of culturally specific programs such as gardening, music and art. It also links participants to appropriate services. They're the types of programs Dr. O'Connor says can help authorities better assess issues surrounding mental health.
People don't understand that we do understand what is chemistry of the brain, what are the social factors that impact mental illness, what are the societal and cultural factors that we can manipulate to change a mental health situation. It's not always relational problems, which is how most people identify mental health issues as.
But leading academic Dr. Harry Minnis from the University of Melbourne says the sector is facing a significant problem. He says limited resources mean non-English speakers are frequently excluded from mental health research projects, meaning there's a lack of accurate data around vulnerable communities.
The consequence is that we know less about them than we should. Clearly, what we are involved with in the rest of service delivery is evidence-based policy, evidence-based practice. And if we don't have that evidence about specific subsections of the population, then we don't know whether what we're doing is the most effective and efficient way of responding to problems.
Dr. Minnis is among many calling for more funding to be directed to Australia's culturally diverse communities.